More shuffling today in President Trump's legal team. Ty Cobb, the lawyer with the iconic name and bushy mustache, who is known for taking a cooperative approach with FBI investigators, is out. The New York Times is reporting Emmett Flood has replaced him. Flood advised Bill Clinton in his impeachment process, and his firm represented Hillary Clinton in the email controversy. He'll join the team determining how the president approaches the special counsel's Robert Mueller's Russia investigation.
Well, we've been learning more about that investigation this week. Former Trump lawyer John Dowd confirmed to the Associated Press that back in March, Mueller told him and the rest of Trump's legal team that Mueller could subpoena the president to force him to answer questions. And the Washington Post reported that it was Trump lawyer Jay Sokolow who, after the threat of a subpoena, compiled that list of 49 questions that Trump's legal team thought Mueller might ask Trump. That list was leaked Monday night. So should Trump answer those questions? Let's bring in our political strategist, Paris Denard, the Republican strategist, a member of a Trump Advisory Commission. Hi, Paris.
Hello, hello, hello.
Jamal Simmons, a Democratic strategist. Welcome to you, Jamal, as well.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
And, you know, Paris, let's start with you. It's thought the leak of the questions came from someone outside Trump's team, but in his inner circle. Who would do that? Would you have advised that? And what would you advise the president to do now? You know, why not answer the questions if you think there's no collusion?
Well, I don't know who leaked the questions, but I think the president's tweets about it speak for themselves, how he did not think it was something that should have been done. Point two is that I think the president should not go before the investigators and testify, because I think that it just runs the risk of anything happening. And the president being asked a question and answer in a way that, look, I always tell people, I don't ask a question unless I know the answer. And I think that all of the questions that the Mueller team has put together, they know the answers to. And it's very easy to get somebody tripped up and have somebody go back years and years, because this is the last point. This is not just about the Russia investigation or the Russia collusion claim that I think is false. The president believes is a witch hunt. These questions, and I think the focus of it is far beyond, because special counsel has a very, very large and long scope that he can go down. And so it's going back for years of the president's finances and his business dealings and all that, those things. And so I think the best thing for the president to do is to give written responses back to the investigators and not do hours and hours of just him talking to them at length.
Jamal, you respond to that.
Well, you know, Donald Trump has this cornucopia of nefarious characters that he hangs out with. I mean, this week we saw the reemergence of Dr. Harold Bornstein, who is really a character from, you know, a TV show, if you were trying to pitch it, who's been saying that the president's people came into his office and took the president's medical records, even snatched the president's pictures off the wall. These are the kinds of people who the president surrounds himself with. So whether it's Michael Cohen, it's Harold Bornstein, it's porn stars, it's Playboy bunnies. Yes, if I were working for Donald Trump, I wouldn't want him to testify either, because who knows who else he's in bed with and who knows what else he's done before he became president and since he's been in the White House.
Well, Jamal, I want to hear from you. There are legal questions over whether the president can be subpoenaed or indicted. What do you think Democrats should be doing? A CNN host said the other day that he was having a hard time booking Democratic lawmakers because the word had gone out, let the Republicans and the Mueller investigation take up the TV screens. Is that a good strategy?
So Democrats should be arguing that we want to hold Donald Trump accountable. What that means depends on what he's found guilty of. But we do want to hold him accountable. Democrats should also want to stand up for Democratic values of openness and honesty and opportunity and, you know, education, all those sort of things. And at the same time, Democrats need to offer a vision for the future about where it is they want to take the country. And I think if it's those three points, hold the president accountable, stand up for our values, and have a vision for where we want to go as a country, I think Democrats will do just fine.
You know, Paris, I just got to ask you a follow-up here. We're going to move on to so much else. But if President Trump doesn't go before Mueller, doesn't he look weak?
No, he looks smart. Listen, this is I would not, if I was an attorney, I would advise my client not to go and testify. I could care less what he thinks or what my job is to advise him the best strategy from a legal perspective. And legally, it is easy for somebody to get to say something. And they think that they said something that's correct and it just turns out not to be correct, or they just don't remember and they say something inaccurately and it comes out to be false. I can't tell you what I said yesterday. I can't tell you the last time I was on this program what exactly what I said. And if I said it under oath or if I was testifying in any particular manner, it would be held against me. So no, he would not be seen as weak. He was seen as smart and listening to his counsel. Everyone says the president doesn't listen to people. In the moment when he might listen to somebody, now you want to say that he's weak. It's absurd. The president should listen to his counsel if they advise him not to testify.
Okay, well,
the president should listen to his counsel, but he should also tell the truth. And if he's telling the truth, he probably will remember what the facts are.
All right. So that debate is going to continue until it finally resolves and we figure out whether or not he is going to go and answer the questions. But I want to ask you about something the president was asked at a news conference on Monday. He was asked if he was worried that pulling out of President Obama's deal with Iran to denuclearize sends the wrong message to North Korea, which Trump wants to denuclearize. Here's the president's answer.
No, I think it sends the right message. You know, in 7 years, that deal will have expired and Iran is free to go ahead and create nuclear weapons. That's not acceptable. 7 years is tomorrow.
In Paris, you know, his critics say this is exactly the wrong message to send, what we're hearing out of the White House now and from Prime Minister Netanyahu in Israel, you know, get out of this deal. It's the wrong message to send to North Korea because they will look at that and say, why should we negotiate a deal? You're just going to break it.
Well, first of all, the president did not, this administration did not negotiate that deal. This was a deal that was, this horrible deal was negotiated and done by the Obama administration. And so what this tells North Korea is that the president is going to fight for the American people and he's going to stick to his guns. If he says that he's going to do something, he is going to do it and you better listen. And he's not going to enter into another bad deal. And so it tells North Korea, this president means what he says and says what he means. And so I think it's the right message to send to them.
Why is it a bad deal if there's no proof that North Korea has broken it?
North Korea or
I'm sorry, Iran has broken it.
Well, I think there's clear evidence, and I think Israel, the Prime Minister of Israel, he laid claim to this, and a lot of the things that many people have said for a very long time, looking at the lies that we think that are coming out of that regime.
But they were from 2003.
The lies that are coming out of that regime, and so you can say it was 2003. If we couldn't trust them in 2003, you certainly can't trust them now. And I think that there's a lot of credible people who are experts who say that this is a deal and the things that they're doing cannot be trusted to do the right thing and to denuclearize. They're not doing it.
Well, Robin, that's the whole point of the deal. The whole point of the deal
was to give them billions of dollars.
No, the point of the deal is that you can't trust Iran and you've got to have inspectors and you've got to have a regime that goes in place and verifies what they're doing. And if we pull out of the deal, it means we won't have that. As to North Korea, absolutely they are paying attention to what happens because who wants to do a deal with somebody who's not going to hold up the end of the deal he's doing with anybody else. But that's the fundamental problem with Donald Trump. He's a sham artist.
Well, but wait a minute.
The entire time Donald Trump has been in public life, he says one thing, and we find out those things are not true from the day he was inaugurated and he talked about the crowd size until today. And even his chief of staff calls him an idiot.
Jamal, should he get the Nobel Peace Prize?
What he said is not true. You weren't there, so don't say that.
Jamal, should he get the Nobel Peace Prize?
He shouldn't even get a picture of the Nobel Peace Prize. Hold on a second, though. Paris, I'm rooting for Donald Trump to actually get the North Korea deal done because it's so important to me, my child, and all the rest of us.
It's important
for him to get it done. The problem is we can't trust a word that comes out of the president's mouth. So we need a lot of independent verification to make sure this is really happening.
Well, at an event at the museum yesterday, I want to ask you about Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein. He sidestepped most questions about the Russia investigation, which he oversees, but he did speak out against a move by some House Republicans to impeach him for failing to turn over documents about surveillance in the investigation.
Yeah, there have been people who have been making threats privately and publicly against me for quite some time, and I think they should understand by now the Department of Justice is not going to be extorted. We're going to do what's required by the rule of law, and any kind of threats that anybody makes are not going to affect the way we do our job.
And President Trump tweeted this morning, they don't want to turn over documents to Congress. What are they afraid of? Why so much redacting? Why such unequal justice? At some point, I have no choice but to use the powers granted to the presidency and get involved. Paris, would you advise the president to get involved?
I would advise the president to continue to fight for what he believes to be right and to be just and to push his Department of Justice to do the right thing. And it seems as that it's becoming more and more politicized and that if there's if the 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 resemblance of impropriety, the resemblance of anything that is sort of leaning against what is right and leaning against what a lot of people say is away from justice for President Trump or for the American people. If it looks political, it's not right, and the president should intervene.
I got to get one last question into Jamal. Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi told the Boston Globe today she's going to run for Speaker again. She believes Democrats will take back the House in the midterms. Jamal, is this the wrong, you got a few seconds here, wrong, right direction for your party?
Oh, I asked Nancy Pelosi this very same question for the interview I did for her for The Hill. And she told me, we have it on video, that she was not giving up her seat at the table. And I think that's exactly right, because she's the only woman right now in leadership. And Democrats can do far worse than having Nancy Pelosi at the table and making sure that she's holding the caucus together.
Well, Paris, quick, you got 2 seconds. Go.
They can do a lot better. When you talk about diversity and you would talk about things that you want to have, this is the symbol of the face of the party that you want. I think that's a bad idea.
Republicans talking about diversity. That's rich.
Jamal Simmons, the Democrat, Paris Denard, the Republican. Thank you both, as always.
Thank you.
Thank you.